graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Please don't leave me here, my love.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 169 of Suplex City Limits for July 7th, 2018. When I die, bury me in smoke. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he is the original Canadian Destroyer, my co-host.
The Destroyers of Pussies and All That Is Holy, Tyler Fudge. But I got something more important to ask. Jim, how does one get buried in smoke?
I don't know. We'd have to ask Phil Anselmo. That's a lyric from a Down song.
Fair.
But whatever,
I wouldn't mind
is,
being buried in weed smoke, though. That would be okay.
It's just about getting high as fuck, really.
I get you.
So, which, you know, as we do around here.
Yeah. High as giraffe, pussy baby.
We got to stop putting that in the description, because then I can't do advertising on it. Facebook's like, get the fuck out of here. We're talking about giraffe pussy.
I've literally been copying and pasting for like last fucking 30 weeks.
The exact same thing.
And just taking out what we talk about and just adding in a description.
I'll send over a description. I'll send over a synopsis.
If you want to send over a synopsis, sir, go right ahead, because I fucking hate doing that.
There you go. All right. So that takes us up to at least a 7.5-star podcast.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe 8-star. Let's get on with it. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. We've got a bunch of designs available. We sold some shirts this week on the sale, man.
Motherfucker. So
want to give a shout out to t-shirt purchasers. Dean in Warner Robins, Georgia, picked up the SCL 8-bit shirt. Thank you very much, Dean.
I got to cut you off, Jim. Dean sounds like the product of like Time Warner fucking Baskin Robbins, because he lives in Warner Robins.
That's the name of the city.
Yeah. That's the craziest name. I'm from Leading Tickles, and I think
I didn't say his last name, did I?
No. You said Warren. Oh, okay. Robbins. I don't know. Whatever.
We're getting off track here.
It's a crazy town name. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, my boy, Cheddar, Chris from North Dakota. Thank you very much, sir. He picked up the Black Label SCL shirt. Bought a shirt once before. I didn't know he still listened to this show.
Hey, you know, that's a lovely guy. That's what that is. What was Cheddar, his name again? Cheddar?
Well, we call him Cheddar. Yeah, his last name rhymes with Cheddar, so we call him that. He also goes by the moniker Chut Tavend.
that sounds like such a fucking... Oh, he sounds like a dick.
Nah, he was on the show before.
You Chut?
He plays drums in a bunch of awesome bands, and I used to be in bands with him. Cheddar, if you're listening to this, call me, baby. Let's hang out. Let's drink a beer, baby. Also, Ashley in Fort Worth, Texas, picked up the classic logo shirt.
Ashley.
Female? Now, maybe it's probably a dude.
Jim, if we've got a female listener, that shocks my mind.
Oh, we have some female listeners.
We do. Why haven't they sent me pictures of their boobs? Remember, we did that. It was like, send Tyler pictures of his boobs.
You're going to get a fucking hashtag me too, and then I'm going to have to release a statement on it.
Motherfucker. I don't give a shit about hashtag me too. I've been making jokes about that for weeks.
Here at Suplex City Limits, we try to provide
we try to provide family-friendly entertainment.
Yeah.
And we are very shocked and appalled.
I'll never have to fire you in a cloud of shame because, like, you know, we know we're each other are pieces of shit. You know?
Oh, yeah. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, Jim. So I'm definitely a piece of shit.
You're like, he did what? Yeah, that sounds like him. You could also donate on our Patreon, get yourself a shout out. A little $1 a month for the Brooklyn Brawler tier, or a little bit more, get yourself a shout out, be a producer, bring the show to the masses. Like our friends at the Mizcast, Casey, Infamous Chris Savage, B Rad Brad, the Kickass Keith Martin, the Maniac Michael Thomas, Riceroni Jabroni Tyloni, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, and of course our friends over at the Wrestling Soup Podcast. Much love to Miss Joey and Draper. This week on the Pot Smokin' Wrestling Pod on the Internet, the podcast of the Immortals, I went to a house show. Very fucking intoxicated.
Were you? That's good.
Yeah. We recapped some Ring of Honor Best in the World. We watched 205 Live. I watched all of Impact.
You're
got Lucha Underground. Bro. We got Jared's Hot Takes. We've got Mark Tank. Holy and shit.
Preview the G1 special.
Oh, yeah. Which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's too much fucking wrestling to
it
keep
is.
Up with.
It is too much wrestling. We Suplex City Limits almost needs sideshows.
Yeah.
We need somebody just to do shows for us. We do. And we just be the flagship.
The mothership.
The mothership, baby.
If you will. All right.
Enough guy, shit. Those guys that hate the banter are just hanging from their ceilings right now. Just like, fuck.
Enough with the shitty Dusty Rhodes impressions. Let's get to this week's SCL Top 3.
Suplex City Limits
Top 3.
The Suplex City Limits top three are top three matches of the week. And these are just the top three matches we saw. I heard about all kinds of amazing matches in different places, but
before we get into this top three, is one of those matches you heard of Phoenix and Cabanaria or whatever the fuck his name was?
I heard about that match. I heard about some shit in the UK. What
was in the Suzuki? UK that you was? Oh, Rev Pro.
I don't know. It's like Suzuki and,
was it Zack Sabre Jr.?
Yeah, Zack Sabre Jr. Yeah,
that's Rev Pro. They're tag team champions there.
Oh, yeah. There's too much to watch. There so is. These are just the top three matches that we watched.
Yes, we got to preface that this week, which is crazy. And what do you think is the best match of the week?
Well, we don't usually rank these motherfuckers, do we?
I mean, we don't, but I think the Young Bucks and the Briscoes is probably my favorite match of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, Ring of Honor Best in the World.
That was so much fun. I thought it was just fantastic. You know, like, you got the heavyweight Bucks against the Briscoes, and the Briscoes turn at the end of it. I thought it was great. The SCU turn at the end of it. There's so many turns.
Yeah, it's very crazy. Weird, right?
Yeah. Like, I fully thought that after Christopher Daniels attacked one of the Briscoes, anyways, I thought he was just going to go right around and just hammer the Young Bucks with the chair.
Yeah, didn't do it. So I'm not sure where they're going to go with that.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. Yeah, I really enjoyed that match. Just fucking, you've seen it a million times. Well, not a million times, but we've seen it a bunch of times. And it's just awesome every time. I watch those guys wrestle every week. I don't even give a shit.
Oh, yeah. No, fuck that. I don't care.
Yeah, very fantastic. What else we got?
You can't talk about a top three without talking about Mustafa Ali and Buddy Murphy.
Dude.
Because those guys pulled out all the stops in front of a what was dead crowd that turned into a vocal minority crowd.
Dude, they just went out there and were like, we're going to beat the piss out of each other and do every fucking crazy spot until these motherfuckers do something.
Yeah, yeah. They did a goddamn superplex to the floor.
Yeah, dude.
Like, who the fuck is crazy enough to do that?
That spot off the stairs, like the stairs, the base of the stairs vertically, doing a fucking superplex off that.
Yeah.
That's crazy shit, man. I've never seen anybody do anything off the stairs like that. I'm not saying it hasn't been done. I'm just saying I don't recall it.
No, I thought Buddy Murphy has come a long way from being just one half of the ass fuck twins.
Yeah. Yeah. That Spanish fly too. So Ali goes from the floor up to the table, onto the barricade in one, just, whoop, you know,
he's fantastic.
And then Spanish flies off of it onto the fucking announce desk. Doesn't even get close to breaking.
It's crazy how out of that cruiserweight class, it's like the WWE, and in the WWE, I say Vince McMahon has let Ali be, you know, the guy that's standing out. Because everywhere you look, Ali's the one that's like, he's having the great match. That bucktooth motherfucker that used to look like a Starbucks cup is the best one they got. Like, that blows my fucking mind. And now you look at him, he's handsome because he's got longer hair. It somehow changed everything. And now he's got this glacier outfit, and he's the bomb.
He's got DJ Z's fucking headpiece on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Slash fucking whatever the name is. Yeah. I thought it was really good, man. And Ali, they call, you know, they're calling him the heart of 205 Live.
See?
Yeah. And he won't quit, dude. He gets tied up in the ropes. It's like knee shot after knee shot. And like, well, certainly this is the end. And it wasn't. It was awesome.
No, because Ali would ultimately come on top.
He'd come on top. It's the best place
I'm going to come on you like nobody's ever come on you before.
Right on top.
Fantastic. And the other match on this, Kushida and Lethal.
Yes.
From Best in the World. Kushida. You know how that goes.
I didn't see the match, but I mean, I know just by hearing those two names together that it was a good match. Too bad Taylor Hendricks doesn't think so.
Oh, fuck. We'll get into that shit later on. But it's pretty good. Kushida would not shake his hand. So, like, Kushida was working heel here, kind of. It's weird.
I wonder if that's just because they're in America. I wonder.
Yeah. Well, I suppose somebody has to do it. But, yeah, in this match, too, really good just technical match as far as, you know, everything looking pretty good. But Cole, at one point, says, Lethal kicks Kushida in the leg, you know, knocks him down. And Cole says that Lethal kicked Kushida's leg out from under his leg. And I was like,
yes.
Like Colt Cabana.
Colt Cabana is a great color commentator.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a good announcer, you know what I mean, as a play-by-play. But when he's come to just throw his Jesse Ventura bits, he's perfect.
Yeah. Definitely. And this, you know, the Lethal comes out on top, and he then wins their series. He won two matches. Kushida won one. So really good shit there.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of other great matches this week we'll talk about later on. So that is this week's top three.
That's the top
three. What do you want?
From there, you've already teased it. Yeah. Let's, you've got the tip of my dick in. Now I just want to feel that warmth embrace on the shaft and go balls deep, just like Klondike Bill. So tell me about your house show.
We almost had a special guest for the house show, Rando Commando.
Oh.
Almost came by, but he went to a baseball game tonight. We were supposed to, because it's hard to get.
Fucking loser.
Well, no, we didn't know that we were recording tonight because we never decide. People are like, what are you recording this week? I'm like, Friday, Saturday.
It's one of those days.
Yeah, because we don't really ever decide because we're both too like stoned and agreeable.
It's like, when are you going?
Whatever you want, man. No, man. Whatever you want, man.
See, that's the problem. We're both that guy from Half Baked. You know, like, we're both that guy. It's like, I don't care, man. Like, we need some Cheetos.
WWE Live house show that I went to.
Was it the SummerSlam tour or whatever?
The SummerSlam Sizzler Series. Oh, no, I don't know.
What a they call fucking it the Summer, gay ass name.
SummerSlam something or other. I had comp tickets. I actually got two sets of comp tickets, so I did a little Facebook giveaway on my personal Facebook. Obviously, I wasn't going to do it on anywhere else because you're not from here.
Yeah, you got to be from North Dakota or else I would have gotten them, bitch.
I gave tickets to a young lady who was happy to have them. Not that happy, but she was happy.
Oh, that's a shame.
So This was the house show. Going through it, the house is down from last time. They've been coming back every summer, I think summer, every year, basically, for the last few years. And the house was down again. It's like the law of diminishing returns, right?
it's an exponential growth, just opposite.
Yeah, right. So there was some room. I posted some pictures. I posted a panoramic of the crowd during the show up on our Twitter, and so check that shit out. But it seemed like everything went to shit right away because the announced match was a 6-man tag, the main event. That was out the window from go.
Because Bray Wyatt?
I don't know if he wasn't involved in it. It was supposed to be Corbin, Mahal, and I don't know, some other fucking generic heel. Maybe. Taking on Reigns, Lashley, and I don't know.
I think it was Owens. I think I seen an advertisement for that.
Yeah, that was out of the cards when it started with Mahal. So Mahal is defeated by Lashley. Lashley went crazy over, which is weird. Huh. Because why would he be, for one, you know?
Well, yeah, they haven't really done much with Lashley to begin with since WrestleMania. Yeah.
But dude, people were like, "Jay, we're going fucking nuts for Lashley."
It's he's a face that probably most of them remember, you know. So maybe they just like, that could be a two. Colberg.
Because when you go to a WWE house show, there is that, right? There is that, like, there's a lot of people who don't really watch it anymore. I know a lot of people who were there, like they used to like wrestling, but of course they don't anymore.
Yeah, you like, there's so many people I run into, like, they'll see me wearing like a Macho Man shirt. It's like, I used to watch that. It's like, cool.
Yeah. So Mahal is defeated by Lashley. From there, we had a women's tag match. Bayley and Natalya took on Logan and Morgan.
Because Ruby Riott is hurt.
Yeah, Bayley pins Logan. And this is what they ran the next night, too. I didn't look coming into it what they did the night before, but the night after, they did the exact same show as this, so. This is what they're doing on the house shows right now. Mojo Rawley, who had zero reaction, lost to Matt Hardy. Elias sang a song.
Did he have a match? Not really.
He did. Elias and Corporate Corbin took on Rude and Strowman.
Rude and Strowman?
Yeah.
What, like, Strowman just like some good fellow guy now? He just tags with everybody?
Yeah, he does. He likes everybody now.
Yeah.
And it was so shit. Rude did no offense. He came in and they just built the heat on Rude for like what seemed like an eternity. I was like, I don't remember him doing a single offensive maneuver. And all for the hot tag, you know, the big brawn hot tag. And he was in, but honestly, I don't know if it was because like Lashley was in the first thing out and the crowd was more like, you know, not beaten down by a shitty women's tag match, but he wasn't as over to me really as Lashley was. I don't know.
That's weird.
It was like, you know, they got to get these hands chant going and shit, but.
Well, I mean, I don't know. In my opinion, they've waited too long to put the title on Braun Strowman.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
Too long.
They're late on everything.
They're your worst nightmare in a girlfriend. She's late on everything, even her period.
Five star podcast. Braun pins Corbin. So I guess they're protecting Elias a little bit.
I guess. I mean, Michael Cole is Michael Cole's illegitimate son, if you ask me.
Yeah. From there, we had intermission. And after intermission, we had a 3-way tag match. Slater and Rhino, Titus Worldwide, with Dana Brooke. I'm like, they're paying her to go out and work the fucking road. Yeah. versus AOP, who actually AOP got a really good reaction on this show. Yeah.
Good.
I was surprised.
I'm happy about that.
I mean, it wasn't like huge, but they got a pretty good pop when they came out.
I mean, out of those three teams, if you saved AOP as the last entrance, you just look at them and they just look like stars compared to Heath Slater and Rhino and then Titus Worldwide. So who else? You know what I mean? Like, you look at it, it's like, who am I going to cheer for? The cool guys.
You know who was one of the most over people on the entire fucking show?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, no way, Jose.
No, he wasn't even on the show.
Oh.
Rhino. The crowd loved Rhino. ECW chance, Rhino chance. Oh, dude, like, the crowd fucking was into Rhino.
That's so crazy. Rhino. I know.
Yeah.
Man,
I think just because another one, right? He's a guy who a lot of the dudes who are there who don't watch wrestling anymore. Remember him. Because WWE is corny as my shit on the 5th of July. And it's also, you know, they're probably not aware, like, hey, there's all this other awesome wrestling out there, you know?
Yeah.
So he was a guy they knew. Sasha Banks was defeated by Alexa Bliss. And, you know, I wanted to talk about this. So Bliss comes out, hair in a ponytail with, like, dude, barely any makeup on. She looks like she just woke up. And she wrestles the entire match in a shirt.
Yeah, she's been doing that a lot lately, wrestling the match in a shirt. I don't know why.
Bitch, you paid money for big fake tits. What are you doing?
I know, right? It's like, I got to wear my shirt so that people will buy it. It's like, the people that are going to buy a shirt aren't going to buy it because you were wearing it. They're going to buy it because they've seen it. You know what I mean? Like, on the stand.
Yeah. Bliss retains, roll up with the tights. Interesting, too. Bayley was still super, like, you know, baby face. Sasha came out kind of half and half, man.
Well, you can't blame them. Sasha's acting like the baby face on TV. Bayley's acting like the heel. While Bayley is the baby face and Sasha is the heel. It's no wonder.
Of course they're backwards on. I don't know what they're trying to do. You know, I don't know what the WWE's like. What is their angle? What are they trying to do? Are they trying to make Bayley heel or not? I don't know.
Oh, they don't
People
care.
Don't think she is, obviously.
They don't care anymore. They're just going to do what they want. That's why Carmella's champion. That's why everybody that, you know, just nobody you care about is being pushed because it doesn't matter no more.
Yeah. And the seventh match was a main event. Ziggler and McIntyre took on Rollins and Roman Reigns. And this must be one of those smart cities that they're always talking about because the crowd killed Reigns on his way out. Like, there were people cheering, but I'd say, dude, at least 75% booze for Roman Reigns.
Just ruined some poor kid's night.
Yeah.
He's cheering. And then all the booze just looks around. It's like, what? Why? Yeah. Why are you booing? Yeah. I love Roman.
Oh. This kid, like, not far ahead of us. And he was really, I didn't talk to him or anything, but he's really nice. And he had Down syndrome, I imagine, from what I could tell. And he's just this nice kid, you know. And he was wearing a Roman Reigns shirt. He was so into Reigns. And I was like, I hate to do it to you, bud, but I gotta fucking do it. I gotta boo really hard. And, I gotta fucking boo the shit out of this man. You know? So, what are you gonna do?
Just fucking plain spoiler. I love that.
I was like, fuck you, you prick. You know, Roman Reigns sucks, but I was, you know, I'm gonna boo. Anyway, they fucking hated Roman so much that they were chanting, "Let's go, Ziggler." Not even fucking joking, dude. Not even joking.
Yes, fucking poor old McIntyre, man.
Yeah, right. And too, with this, it was interesting because you could see how the hot tag shit came to be in pro wrestling, right? Because they hated Reigns, man. The crowd did not like Reigns the whole way through. No,
but you get the heat on Rollins.
You get the heat on Rollins, and it worked perfectly because by the time Reigns got the fucking tag, the crowd was cheering him. They'd have cheered Hitler coming in to save fucking Rollins, probably. But
Rollins. Everybody loves Rollins. I mean, that just further backs up the point, man. Wrestling fans are just dumb. Just dumb, man.
Burn it down chance. Crowd really into Rollins, of course. He's the guy who, I mean, right now, I feel like he just put it on him. I'm not even a big Rollins guy, but he's the most over dude on the show, so what the fuck? I come from, that's the dude you put the belt on. It's,
to me, I agree completely, but we're not in one of those worlds. WWE does not care, like we just said, so.
Some picks on the t-shirt front. I saw one of my homies there. He was wearing a fucking Iron Sheik shirt, which was like, that's probably my favorite shirt of the whole show.
What Iron Sheik, like, what? Paint me a picture with words of this Iron Sheik shirt. Because I've never seen an Iron Sheik t-shirt ever.
Yeah, it's a new one that he did recently. It's just Iron Sheik, you know, with the fucking one finger in the air in front of the flag and shit.
Okay.
Badass. That was my favorite shirt. I had a top three for shirts. Number two, the people who sat next to me, there's this hot broad in a Eric Cannon shirt. And I was like,
nice.
Good call.
You should have snuck a picture for good old Taller Fudge here.
That's creepy as fuck, Klondike Bill. Klondike Tyler.
Now somebody's going to compare me to fucking Disco Inferno. Because Disco Inferno said send them pictures of hot chicks at wrestling shows. And now I'm that guy. Fuck. Oh, me too. Fuck.
That's just like the cuck bullshit fandom. Like this whole week has been like, I can't take it with the White Knight, safe space dwelling, pussy wrestling fans. I can't fucking do it anymore.
No, I don't. I stay away from them.
That's why this has to be a haven for the anti of that, right?
I think that's what it is.
Where men can talk like men were able to talk at one time.
And women are where they need to be.
Wow.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just joking.
I just soon blow my brains out.
That's not what I meant to play, but the button next to it is this.
That's insensitive. There you go. So that was my WWE house show experience. So that was, meh. You know, I thought it was all right. It was no bullshit. It was just, other than Elias, it was just match. Yeah. No promos.
No.
Which I thought was super fucking weird.
Yeah, the house shows I've went to, too, there hasn't been many promos.
Isn't that the time to...
To let them
figure that out.
Well, I mean, you'd think, but I don't know. It's like they want to keep those shows, you know, as tight to 2 hours as they can.
Two and a half hour show.
Oh, yours? Oh, I've been to two house shows recently, and by recently I mean like over the last 3 years, and they both ran, you know, roughly two and a half, but maybe they just don't want to take the trek up.
This was like 2:45 or something.
Okay, so yeah, maybe it was roughly the same time.
Dude, I was good to go on that. I was like, thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
Yeah. I love that time frame for a live show.
Yeah. And, dude, like, the seats were, it's like uncomfortable. I'm fat. I'm old. I'm like, oh, I was ready to get the hell out of there.
So did you bring Mrs. Vicious?
I did.
What was her consensus on all this? Because that's actually the true.
She wasn't as into it, man, as when we went before, but. To be fair, the first time we went was her first show.
Yeah.
And we were on the floor. We were like really close. We were like row 6 or 7 or something. This time we were like up, you know, and I felt like that too. You're more disconnected from.
You are.
From it up there because you're not surrounded by people who are as hardcore as those people on the floor. You're surrounded by people who are just like, man, we went to this wrestling show. They don't know anything. What's going on?
You're surrounded by those people at the Saudi show.
Yeah, right. But there was none of those fun things. Like I said, there's no, you know, Sami Zayn song sing or the chant because he wasn't there. You didn't get to do anything, really. You know, any of that kind of fun shit where like guys have certain chants or any of that stuff. So it was all right. But that's that. What else would I move into?
Well, do you want to just go into the news?
Let's do it.
This week in the news, we got head-on collisions, we've got sexual Me Too conduct, and Tyler Fudge is just going to let this go because he's fucking it all up. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious. This is news to you. Let's talk about, what do you want to talk about first? Do you want to talk about the Jay Lethal thing? It's just like... This is even fucking necessary to talk about.
It's well, like
Taylor Hendricks, right?
I mean, yes, Taylor Hendricks, that foxy as fuck lady with the bazingas going out to, you know, everywhere.
I wish I would have noted somebody on my personal Facebook. I think I don't know. They were talking about how they fucking were at a show and she was there. And she smelled it like she was fucking hadn't showered in a week. They're like, she was fucking disgusting.
Really?
Not that that matters. Not that that matters to this. Well, it might matter to this. Like, would you want to fuck that broad?
No.
She stunk?
I don't know. No. Yeah. I wouldn't. Well, it all depends on how hard up I was.
Yeah. But yeah, she accuses that she got lost her TV run and got fired because of Jay Lethal. Because she wouldn't fuck Jay Lethal.
This is not me trying to sound like an asshole, but she was a female in ROH where they only focused on males. So I think her run just inevitably ended because there was nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, I look at, Taylor Hendricks and by no means do I think, oh, she's a good wrestler. It's like, no, she's got great big tits. That's it.
Yeah, she's nothing really. Yeah, she was trying to say on Twitter too that she was like, that's where it all came from, right? And she's like, oh, I was the fucking the thing behind this whole thing. What have those other guys done? And then the fans like, well, Jay Lethal is the 2-time Ring of Honor champ. And she's like, oh, the guy you're defending is this. So I don't know.
Yeah, no. And they say, like, bitch,
do you really think you were the star of that thing? The House of Truth?
Truth Martini, I'm sure, was the brain behind all that.
Yeah, I just, you know, I feel, okay, one, here's my question. Does he have that power?
Does Jay Lethal have that power?
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. ROH is owned by a multi-billion dollar conglomerate of cable televisions or cable television stations. I doubt that poor old Jay Lethal, a.k.a. fucking Hydra from Special K, has the power and clout to say you can't book this chick anymore because she won't suck my dick.
I mean, how do you even do that, right?
You can't.
He can't go to the who's booking this fucking shit then? I don't even know who's booking
it. I don't know. Delirious.
Okay, well, yeah. Are you suggesting that he went to Delirious and like, hey man, this bitch won't fuck me, so you gotta stop pushing her? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No, and then you bring up the other, did he make up lies about her? Is that what she's saying? Well, like, what lie would he make up? Like, you know, like, there's one way you look at it is like, okay, well, if he lied about something, then they didn't do their due diligence to actually find out if it's a lie, so they're just a bad employer. But I just don't see it. I don't see it happening. No. I just don't. But on the other hand, if it did happen, you know what? It's shitty. But your ROH, you don't expect, you know, this is Women of Honor wasn't even a thing then. So yeah, like, where was her ceiling?
It still shouldn't be a thing.
It's shit.
Well, except for the Japanese women they bring over.
Well, yes.
But that's neither here nor there. So that's my question to you would be, first off, does he have the power to do that? I don't think he does.
So.
Secondly, he could bang 1,000 broads who look just like that chick anytime he wants to.
Yeah.
They're fucking a dime a dozen. A bitch with red hair and big tits and tattoos or whatever the fuck. I don't know if she has tattoos, so whatever. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. You can always pay a girl to get tattoos.
Yeah, and you. I could have a thing for that. Would you mind?
Getting my name tattooed.
Have you seen where like they get fired from a place you work at or whatever, and they'll go, "Oh, I got fired," and it's like, no, you got fired because you suck, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna disregard all of the rumors about her that I've heard this week. I've heard that a lot of shit about her.
Lay it on me, brother. Lay it on. Well, I want to know. Let's let the rumors fly, because I haven't heard this stuff and I would love to know.
Well, if she didn't fuck Jay Lethal to further her career, it might be the first time she's ever made the decision in her career. I've heard she fucked a lot of people. I've heard that she's a pain in the ass everywhere she's went. She, every company, people that have worked with her, they say she's a fucking just awful to deal with, and that's why she gets fired all the time, and is always on the move. I don't know where she wrestles now. Who gives a fuck?
I haven't heard of Taylor Hendricks for a good solid year.
I looked at her shit, and she had some picture with a belt. So I mean, that doesn't mean obviously.
I mean, anybody that'll put a belt on Taylor Hendricks is not a company I would want to watch.
It might be a real, I don't know. This has nothing to do with her wrestling or her anything. It's just, I'm going to remain on team dude, you know, because a lot of dudes have gotten fucked over by shit like this, especially lately.
Yeah.
It started off with legit shit. It started off with like, okay, yeah, this guy fucking raped women. Definitely. And then it gets to this point where you can ruin someone's career just by saying it. I mean, she could have any axe to grind with that guy. You know,
yeah, like they could have dated and Jay Lethal left her.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't know. That's the thing.
Maybe he cheated on somebody with her and she wanted more. I mean, how many times have we seen? I mean, I've lived this, motherfucker. I've lived shit like this. Crazy bullshit from chicks.
Most men have. That's the crazy thing about it. And then they wonder why they're cynical.
And then there's, you know what I mean? Yeah, they come out with some other fucking podcast. They have like, oh, we have these screenshots from some other woman completely unidentified, just DMs from another woman.
Yeah. Like, oh, so okay. I can't lie about stuff either, eh?
Fucked.
Hold on. Let me just make a Twitter account and send myself a message.
Yeah. No shit, right? Take a picture of it. And yeah, let's just get all the SJWs out of the way. People, you know, spick and span. We got to talk about spick and span again.
Oh, David Bixenfuck. Oh,
yeah. Here's a new story out. Someone's lying about how a sex offender got on Kenny Omega's New Japan show. He apologized.
Yeah.
And that's not good enough for a lot of people, I guess. I don't know.
That blows my fucking mind.
Furthermore, if he had consensual, I don't know the background to that story, but does that mean that you never get to wrestle again?
Does that mean your whole life gets fucked? I can understand if he took, because the story, as far as I know, is he had sex with a 15-year-old 12 girl?
To 15,
yes,
is the range.
So he had sex with a 12 to 15-year-old girl.
I mean, that's fucked pretty much all the way around.
That is. That's fucking disgusting. It's end gross.
is a lot less fucked up than the other end.
You're fucking right. I would give a little bit more respect to a guy that fucked a 15-year-old, and I would never talk to a guy that's ever fucked a 12-year-old before. I'm not going to do that. I do know one guy, and he's married to her now.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, but dude, so that's the question too, man. I mean, I get it. That's fucked up and everything, but like, he can't wrestle anymore. Same dude. I saw people tweeting Jay Lethal should be banned from wrestling forever.
Yeah.
It's
just not how the world works. And these people need to realize how the world works. Cause we say it like there's a lot of them doing it. I don't think there's a lot of them doing it. It's just the people that really want to get this across are vocal as fuck. And they could all just eat a bag of dicks. And I hope your dog gets raped in a fire. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, then his soul not only gets burnt, but it's also no longer pure. So fuck him. He doesn't even go to doggy heaven. Fuck your dog, bitch.
Boom. Holy shit. Bitch. So yeah. It's like, why are we going on about this? Like, okay, this dude got on the show. He was on the pre-show.
Didn't even have a nameplate, wasn't even announced, didn't get no clout, nothing.
It was just two guys on the ring crew.
Yeah.
Hey, let these two guys go. They're the best of the ring crew guys. Yeah, let him have a match. And people are like running fucking Omega down hard over the shit. It's like, who cares, man?
Yeah, it's
not that big of a deal. Like, that's shitty.
It's not that big of a deal. You're fucking right, Jim. Like, you look at it. Okay, let's take The Ranch, the TV show The Ranch, okay?
Never seen it.
It's the Ashton Kutcher, Danny Masterson show.
Yeah.
Danny Masterson has been come out as a rapist from.
I know he did some shit.
The lead singer Say Anything is the one that started it all, because apparently Danny Masterson raped his wife.
Wow.
That's how it all came out, and he's been in Scientology, and apparently Scientology has been helping him cover all this stuff up or something like that. Anyways, he's still on The Ranch.
Yeah.
How many people are talking about how Danny Masterson needs to be off of Netflix? Nobody.
Isn't that kind of a right-wing show?
They don't really talk about politics. It's very gun note. You know what I mean? Like, because they're ranchers from Montana or Colorado. Mm. Right. So like they talk about their country music and bullshit like that. But
yeah, I don't know. But ROH had to release the thing. They're like, we're investigating fucking whatever.
What's to investigate? He says, she said, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's dumb. We'll continue to be on team man over here until there's proof of that. And dude, we've all probably done some sketchy shit.
Told girls I loved them and then fucked them and never spoke to them again.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I know. I'm that guy. I'm a piece of shit. I am. I agree. I am a piece of shit. But
we've all done shit that at some point that's like, you know, you look at it and you're like, oh, that was probably not fucking great.
I agree. I got many more things that I can say that I've done as pieces of shit, but I don't want to ruin my life.
You talk about enough shit.
Next thing you know, man, people be calling for me to never be able to do podcasts again. What else am I going to do in my free time?
Yeah.
Beat off, fuck other girls and make them feel bad about themselves. Oh, man, I don't need to do that.
Have you heard about the new Japan announcing another American show.
Yeah, so it was in November or something like that.
The Long Beach Walter Pyramid. That's the host of the Strong Style Evolved show.
Yes.
They'll be doing Fighting Spirit Unleashed on September 30th.
Maybe you should get an English guy to start naming these shows.
Fighting Spirit Unleashed. I like that. I think that's sweet.
Fair enough.
It sounds Japanese and fucking awesome. It
sounds so Japanese. Fighting Spirit Unleashed.
They're also doing two specials with their Young Lion roster.
Yeah. Okay.
November 10th and 11th in Anaheim.
Really? Do they expect to sell tickets for that?
Not sure where that's going to be at. Oh, those dates will be branded the Lion's Break Project and take place at Chara Expo USA, a gaming convention put on by New Japan parent company Bushiroad.
And where is this? Is this
Anaheim Convention Center?
I would imagine there's going to be a lot of the New Japan Dojo guys from the States there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not just like the Japanese Young Lions.
No, it says they have the cream of the crop. So yeah, there might be some of their guys from the US too. That should be kind of cool.
Yeah, it should be. I'd like to see a showcase of the guys that they have in the US dojo. See what Shibata's been up to.
We kind of talked about Ring of Honor earlier. They didn't change the title on that show, but they did the next day.
Yes. Weirdest thing. There's got to be some kind of pull about Cody not having that title.
Yeah.
Which then brings into question All In is it's only him against Magnus if he's got the ROH title. So like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. The best in the world main event was Skrull Rhodes and Castle.
Mainly just Skrull and Rhodes.
Yeah, because Castle's fucked.
Yeah, he's
they had everything in this, man. I mean, powder, ref bumps, and Nick Aldis did the interference, and I mean, it was a whole thing. But Castle retained, and then the next night, at like what was originally a TV taping, it turned into an Honor Club thing. Lethal won the belt back, which even before this Hendricks girl made accusations at him. There was a lot of people who were really unhappy with the fact that Lethal is champion again.
Yeah, no, like I quickly learned that there's a very thin line between people that love Lethal and hate Lethal.
I mean, it's just one of those things. I don't know who they want to be the champion there, but other than Skrull or Cody, who else do you have other than Lethal? Nobody. Fucking Matt Taven? You get the fuck out of here.
Fuck the kingdom.
He is. He's the next guy in line. If you look at who they have, it's like, that's it. So Lethal is a guy who, you know, you can put it on him. It's going to be a transition, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I didn't know why everybody was all fucking.
Yeah. And sure. I can understand if you say Lethal as a character is a little bland. I can understand that. Because as Jay Lethal, the babyface, there's nothing in it that really blows my mind. But in ring, he's really good. So you're watching ROH, you should know what you're watching, and therefore, you know.
Yeah.
Is every company supposed to cater to you? No, not really.
Yeah.
It would be nice if they did.
Just a couple of quick stories. Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz are fighting for Oscar De La Hoya's new promotion coming up.
Yes, Golden Boy MMA.
Yeah. Liddell's 48. He last fought 8 years ago in a loss to Rich Franklin. His third straight defeat.
Yep. Great. Coming back out of retirement for his fourth. Yeah, boy.
I don't know. Hopefully we can. Hopefully he'll knock out Ortiz. I don't see people paying for that, though.
I wouldn't. No.
I would not pay for that.
If that was a Bellator show on Fox or something, yeah. I'd watch it for sure. I'd be down.
It feels like it should be a Bellator.
Oh, yeah. Freak Show City. I got one or two things to point out to you. Did you notice how low the New Japan World numbers are? Were you as shocked as I was to see that number?
I haven't seen the number. What is it?
Okay, well, how many subscribers do you think New Japan World has compared to WWE's 1.8 million?
God. 50,000?
Okay, well, fair enough. 100. That's worldwide. Okay. There's 100,000. 40,000. This is shocking, though. 40,000 out of the 100,000 are from outside of Japan. And I was like, holy fuck. Almost half of New Japan's fan base are outside of Japan.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. That and did you see the World of Sport trailer that they released?
I did not.
It's fucking dope, dude. You should check it out. It's fucking great. It's like it almost has Lucha Underground feel. But like, I'm sure World of Sport won't have the Lucha Underground feel, but the trailer does. Very well done.
It's pretty cool. The Ascension ended their fucking fantastic losing streak. They picked up a win on Main Event over Slater and Rhino. Seriously, this is their first win since February 8th, 2016.
What?
Yes, sir.
That is unbelievable. Wow.
Can you imagine?
They've been being paid for that.
Yeah. You imagine, like, that's what you do every day. You go out and you just... they must hate their lives, dude. Fucking
hell. They must hate their lives, dude.
Don't you?
Yeah, I would.
What you do is, like, you gotta paint this. I gotta put all this paint on just to go get fucking, like, made to look like a clown.
Yeah. But on the upside, bodies take no beating whatsoever. Because it's just like, lay down, take the pin, done.
Bray Wyatt injured in a car accident.
Yep. Apparently, they put in the report that he was, it's his fault. He was driving recklessly and wasn't paying attention to the road and went head on to the rear end of another guy. That car then went into the other side of the road, hit somebody oncoming. Good job, Bray Wyatt. Good job.
Wow, that's shitty.
Yeah.
And there's an article on Forbes about Daniel Bryan.
Really? What about?
And how he may be leaving. I guess his deal is up like September 1st, according to this article.
Yes.
And they still haven't re-signed. I fucking hope he leaves.
A part of me does too. This whole shtick that they got going on in the WWE is abysmal for him. Did you hear the interview did we talk about this last week where Daniel Bryan had the interview with some guys over in the UK?
We touched on it, but yeah, we did. I did watch the whole thing, and he seems like this is even older. This is when he was still working with Cass, but he's talking about how he's missing all this shit. He's working way too many dates. He didn't want to work this many dates. Yeah. I feel like he could leave.
Man. And you know what? It'll be a great thing for indie wrestling. It'll be a great thing for New Japan coming to the States.
Good. Dude, he's made enough fucking money, and his wife, and money doesn't even, he's like, he lives in a modest home, dude.
He doesn't even wear shoes. Come on.
Yeah. So I think he's good with money. I say give something back to fucking wrestling. He could help. He could really help, like, New Japan or Ring of Honor or both.
If they really wanted to have a U.S. division, Daniel Bryan is the top face, in my opinion, to spearhead that and fucking bring it up to a good size level in America. I think it would be awesome. And the matches that he could have. Yeah. Imagine the matches.
Yeah.
Oh. Even just like Daniel Bryan and Hangman Page. I would love to see that match.
Yeah.
You know?
Skrull.
Can you imagine the story they would tell with Skrull going around with the British style, you know, the roll-ups and just the submissions. I think it would be a great story.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm with you. I hope he fucking leaves. I hope he leaves.
And on the other hand, though, it would scare me to see him go to New Japan getting punched in the face.
I mean, you can go there and do it fucking safely. Jericho works there safely.
That's right. That's true. I agree.
Ish.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll take a couple of weird bumps, but for the most part, it's pretty safe.
That's all the news I got.
Yeah. No, I got. Apparently, Hardy's been injured since like May 17th. Jeff Hardy?
Really?
Yeah. He got injured in a match, and he's been working ever since. Let's see here. Let me get it. Hardy suffered a leg injury while doing his entrance at the May 17th SmackDown Live tapings in a dark match against The Miz. Then Hardy is also dealing with numbness in his fingers because of a nerve injury.
Explain to me why a guy his age with as many miles on him is working dark matches.
I don't know.
What the fuck are you even doing? What are you even doing?
Apparently, he hasn't been doing the Swanton Bomb only on TV because it hurts him too much.
Why don't they take it off him?
Right? Get him to do something else.
Yeah. This week, another week. I went through it last week, but here's another week in Almas not being on the show.
It blows my mind.
Yeah. Have Almas is the opponent for the Open Challenge. He wins the U.S. title. He goes on a fucking run, talks about changing it, taking it's going to be the fucking Mexican title.
Yeah.
And all this shit, it would be fantastic. You could even do like Brian and Almas for the U.S. I would accept that.
I would accept that in a heartbeat, especially with Vega. Can you imagine Vega and Brian just chirping off at each other? Because like, just take what Brian did this week with Kane, which I will say this, Jim. I thought that segment with Brian and Kane bantering back and forth to be one of the best things I've seen on WWE television in weeks.
It was good.
It was fucking great. If you had him doing that with Vega, I think you'd have a fantastic build going on.
The you tried to abduct my wife thing, that was actually really well done.
Tried.
I was like successful, so that makes it okay.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
That's all the news I have.
That's all the news in a 4th of July week. Anyways, it's always a slow news week. It's only bitches like Taylor Hendricks to try to take the spotlight from good old Glory.
Damn, going hard. What do you want to talk about here? We got to talk about Raw and SmackDown. We could also just do Jared's Hot Takes. So let's do that.
We could. That might actually cover Raw and SmackDown for us.
God, Jared, help us, please. I hope he does. Jared's Hot Takes.
Jared's Hot Takes.
God bless America, the land that I love. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Jared's Hot Takes. It's the 4th of July week. It's the doldrums of the wrestling business. This shit is boring as fuck. We midsummer nights dreaming this shit. Seriously. The WWE couldn't give a fuck whether you watch it or not. Why should they? Why should they? Jared's Hot Take number one. Jared's Hot Take number one this week is the WWE. I've touched on this before. I'm going to continue to touch on it. Touch on it like a priest touched on Altar Boy. Hot Take number one. WWE don't give a fuck about the ratings. Because guess what? They got $1 billion from Fox for SmackDown. They got almost $600 million for Raw for USA. So they can just keep trotting out all the same bullshit. Bullshit. Are you kidding me? Bobby Lashley versus Roman Reigns? I'm falling asleep like Bob. Bob. You're my best friend, Bob. You don't need to get involved in this. Bob, it's fine.
No, I gotta respond. I've got to. As you told me, the tweeter's a buzz.
Bob, I'm trying to do my fucking hot takes here, man. You already hijacked my fucking hot takes last week. Bob, you already fucking hot God damn it, Bob. Don't look at me like that with those puppy dog eyes. Bob, I love you. Ladies and gentlemen.
Weird.
The greatest pro wrestling announcer and slash weatherman in the history of the business, Bob Connell. Bob, step up to the microphone, Bob.
Hey, fans, it's, your good pal, Bob Connell here. And I just got to say, Burbies? Is it Burbies?
It's fucking Burbs, man. One of my best fucking... He's awesome, man. Let him be. Let him be. Let it go, Bob.
Jared, you can go fuck yourself. anybody else is just between me and fist fighting. Burbs. Burbies. Burpees. Whatever the fuck he calls himself with all of his. You know, he wants to pretend all of his, you know, his, you know, production value means shit. It doesn't mean shit, you know, because wrestling used to be good when it was nitty gritty down in the dark, smoke filled arenas. It was better then. Burbs is the WWE. Burbs shows up. He's got a whole lot of, you know, he's got his whole, you know, Echo and, he plays clips from shows and shit, and he pretends like he's special that way. Truth be told, I'm the old wrestling way. I'm the old old school way of doing things. Burbs, you want to fight me? Let's do this. I will whip the Bob Cottle cock out, and we can fucking fight. I will knock you out. I will fuck you up the ass. It's not even gay. It's a dominant thing. Bob, that ain't cool. It's 2018, Bob. You can't do that. Jared, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. But I'm telling you this right now. Bob, Burbs, I'm calling you out. We're going to fight. Let's do this. You and me, balls in 2000, whatever it is, we're going to fight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm oh shit, we were 4 minutes. God damn it, Bob, you took up all my hot takes. Time. God damn it, Bob. All right, well, I got to go with Bob. We about to get some corned beef.
Hell yeah, we are.
Bob, this is the second fucking show in a row. You've hijacked shit from me. This ain't cool. This is my segment. God damn it, Bob.
Bob is Bob.
Fantastic. It's a boy, Jared. Follow him on Twitter at JaredPPVT2. You can also hear him on the Pay-Per-View Take Two podcast with yours truly right here on the Suplex City Limits Podcast Network. So, that was fucking... that's great shit, man. Probably, I'm not sure, I can't confirm, but probably all one fucking take right there.
Oh, yeah. I think
that's
so.
That's how he does his shit. He does it. Fuck around, man.
It was labeled good as recording one. So I think that was all one take.
Probably was. Yeah. Probably fucking was. Good shit. I mean, I thought Raw, honestly, and I don't know what it was, if it was like I was in a bad mood or I was something. But I fucking hated this. I hated it a lot. I thought it was one of the worst Raw shows I've seen in a long time, and that's saying something.
I would imagine some part of that has to be due to the fact that Roman Reigns was a total of like 40 minutes to an hour of the 3-hour show. And when you look at the grand scheme of things, if he was 45 minutes to an hour, then in actuality, he's 45 minutes to an hour of a 2.5-hour show without commercials. So that's almost half.
I predicted, I fucking called it on Twitter earlier in the afternoon. I was like, they won't say the city, and I fucking bet they won't even say the state they're in. And they didn't.
It's
welcome to Monday Night Raw.
From a college.
They didn't even say that.
No, I thought they did mention that they were college. Either or.
Later on in the show, he did say like, well, we're in wherever, we're in Sioux Falls, so it's still light out. He said Central Time Zone.
Yes, maybe we're in the Central Time Zone. He didn't say the state or the name. It was, we're in the Central Time Zone. That's why it's light out.
At the beginning, when the show opens, if they're in San Diego, California, they're telling you. If they're in Pittsburgh, they're telling you.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought, like, you know, the city thing I always thought was disrespectful. Wilkes-Barre or Wilkes-Barre. I'm not sure how they pronounce their name.
I've always pronounced it Wilkes-Barre.
They get fucked all the time. Of course, you pronounced it Wilkes-Barre.
Bear.
But yeah, so it's disrespectful as fuck. You cunts. Stop that shit. But they actually had a good house, and we got to see the opposite of Hard Kim a little bit, dude. I was like, holy shit, I haven't seen that on Raw. How long has it been since you've seen that on Raw or SmackDown?
Man, you know, I wouldn't even be able to tell if I've noticed. It's like I've been so disconnected from Raw and SmackDown over the last month. 2 months is like those little bits is like I failed to notice because it's so hard to even just pay attention to, because you know if you pay attention to it, you're just gonna get pissed off.
It's WWE, where we book tag team division into the ground and put all of the singles guys on tag teams. It's absolutely what's happening, man.
Yeah
you get fucking this rain shit awful. How is he a face? I don't understand. He was the worst partner ever. He calls Bobby the worst partner ever.
Bob.
He was the worst partner. He wouldn't even fucking tag him. He's like,
yeah.
How is this guy a face? I don't understand.
And then when Bobby leaves, he's the bad guy. And it's like, what? Yeah. But Roman won't tag him in. It's,
I just don't understand it. Matt Hardy defeated by Curtis Axel again. That was your first match of the show. Awesome. In a minute. Well, like last week he was beaten like a minute. Why are we doing this again?
Because he's not. They're still cheering for him. So we've got to make him boo.
Bailey was at a counselor, you know, at the counselor for fighting somebody on a wrestling show in a wrestling ring. And this was just bad, total sitcom, just horseshit.
Well, first off, they start getting upset. They start getting upset that they're both there when they knew they were both going to be there the week before.
Okay, dude. So it's like, in case you forgot where they fucking are replaying this angle from, they put a picture of Brian and Kane on the wall to remind you, hey, this is what we fucking stole it from.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know, you know.
Dr. Shelby's even back.
Well, what's the decision on that? This reminds you, hey, by the way, if you don't remember, this is that. I don't get it.
Yeah, we did the story better 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
I didn't even like it then.
No, but it was better than what this is going to be.
Well, yeah. AOP return to TV, thank fuck. They defeat Titus Worldwide.
Well, I mean, you knew it was coming. They did that whole little deal where they pushed the guy backstage and Titus came to his face. And, you know, I just
don't have anything on this, man, honestly.
It's garbage. It's all garbage. It really is.
And then Reigns and Lashley take on the Revival for the third week in a row.
And the Revival, again, pick up the win, right?
They get DQ'd.
Fair enough.
So Reigns won't tag. They've got him beat.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just both attack him nonstop for DQ. Literally, it just like doesn't even care enough to attempt to make any fucking sense. Unbelievable, man. That's unfucking believable. You can't even do that. That doesn't make any sense, man. Yeah,
it's like, no wonder.
Is there nobody who says that's fucking, you can't do that. That's dumb.
It's no wonder nobody likes wrestling and we all get made fun of for watching wrestling.
Jesus, man. I just don't even know what to say. But the rest of the show, yeah, nothing really. I'm looking at the notes. I'm just like, meh.
The only thing of note that to me came out of this show is there was way too much Reigns, and the Braun Owens bit was highlighted to me by them actually going the extra mile and having Owens full of blue dye water that's actually in the bottom of those toilets. So I was like, okay, cool. They paid enough attention to that. Why do they don't pay attention to anything else?
I thought that was awful, though. Like, Looney Tunes fucking bullshit. I mean, I get that. That's what WWE is going to do these days. You know, I get that. But it's fucking like a big chunk of the show, and it's stupid. And that's the reason that people, mainstream people who don't know anything about wrestling, if you say wrestling, they say it's shitty, and they know it's shitty and dumb because of WWE, because that's what they see on TV.
Yeah.
They're flipping through. They don't see, like, great physical fucking match or something from somebody else. What they see some big guy knocking a fucking porta potty off of a thing and some guy coming out covered in dye and shit. Yeah. It's fucking dumb in this Looney Tunes shit. And you're a week out from a show, you know? Like,
Blue raspberry, baby.
That's all I got, dude.
Yeah, I agree. I agree
completely. That's what I had for Raw. I hated it. I hated it so fucking much.
SmackDown didn't have much to live up to, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing really. Hardy beats Miz clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Hardy says that he's soaring with the Eagles and their convection currents. Sounds like he's got into someone's medicine cabinet again.
Shit, dude. Did you guys forget to lock up the fucking medicine cabinet? I told you Jeff was coming over, and you can't leave anything out. You can't even leave out vitamins. He'll fucking eat all of them.
Eat them all.
Yeah, put your pills in your pockets, fill them with cotton so he doesn't hear them shake, because if he hears that
he's shaking you, if you fucking
it's gonna be all over you.
Yeah. That's like, oh, I hate to go off on a tangent, but I was smoking a joint in a parking lot yesterday, And you see this old grizzly guy. Just he came out of the woodworks as soon as I lit it. And he starts walking across the parking lot.
He's like,
yes. He was Snoop Dogg and half baked. And he just came. Yeah. He came in and just, hey guys, got some of that? It's like, no, man. I just drove away.
Yeah, dude. What are you giving to him? He's gonna fucking run away. I'm like, I don't want his fucking BS mouth on my fucking
man. Fuck out of here, man. I literally drove away to the other side of the parking lot and just parked there.
Yes.
I was like, I'll see if he'll walk towards the car again. And he didn't. He just walked back into the bushes and got
back to the bushes or is he called for the home? Oh shit. From there, we had the New Day pancake eating thing, which we didn't even get.
Oh, I didn't even watch that. I'm sick of New Day and pancakes.
So yeah, the lights go out and Sanity attacks them.
I've seen that
because part. I don't know why.
Because their entrance is too shitty with the camera guys.
Bow, 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 bow. I fucking hate that song. Fucking hate it.
It's I don't know. They're I don't think Sanity has much legs.
Dude, they brought in like total shit.
Yeah.
I mean, just like everybody else, like Lashley and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Heard it well put. Somebody talking about Lashley, you could have brought him in with all footage of his MMA. Be like, hey, since this guy left, he's been fucking people up for legit.
Yeah.
Bring him in as an ass kicker. Don't have him talk. It was Joe Numbers from Wrestling Soup is talking about it. And I was like, wow, that's fucking exactly. They don't do that with anyone. They don't do anything, right? Look how they brought in Almas. Look how they brought in, you know, top to bottom, man.
Yeah, it just seems that, you know, they're stuck in some kind of divot. And it's just anybody that comes up. It's like, why are you bringing them up if you got nothing for them? Like, why is Andrade Cien Almas coming up for after WrestleMania as a big call-up and has been on TV twice? Since WrestleMania. Twice. That's twice since what? April? And it's fucking July.
And it was in the middle too, right? He debuted and then he had like a month and a half of nothing, then two, and then like, you know, whatever, it's been 2 months of nothing.
And let's not forget the week of WrestleMania was just a video saying Andrade is coming. And that went on for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. He's wrestling Sin Cara on like dark matches and shit.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like, oh man, like where was this we've promised us this match on TV for what feels like years.
Oh, yeah. it negates everything you did in NXT.
Yeah.
You built this guy up. He was the champion. He comes off this great fucking stretch of matches. He's hot. People are into him.
He had your match of the year.
You bring him up and you fucking throw it away.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't.
Stupid. I don't get it.
It's baffling. It's baffling.
And this is a guy that came in with a feather in his hat and was getting ripped to shreds. And he came back from that. And now he's just getting fucked again.
It's true. Yeah. He almost sucked. He almost quit fucking NXT, man.
Yeah.
Very shitty. Ellsworth and Asuka to a draw. Asuka cannot. Got to protect Ellsworth, man. Got to keep him looking strong.
Oh, fuck. At least his promo was decent. I liked his shit eating promos. Like, you know, like men are better than women. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, you're going to get ass raped once, but I enjoy what you're doing. I think it's funny as fuck.
Yeah. One of my other favorite things on this show was Rusev shaking. Yes, really. Show's so not good that. You know, Rusev shaking, like when he does the Rusev Day and Rusev like shakes like crazy. It's
the fucking hilarious. Shakes or whatever. Fuck yeah.
Oh my God. It gets me fucking, gets me popped for real. Styles defeats English. Rusev leaves Styles laying. Paint by fucking numbers.
Yeah, I am not excited for this match. One iota.
Well, dude, first off, it's like, okay, it's too late. So Rusev's not as over as he was. Yeah. Secondly, you didn't do it in any kind of organic way, really. You just went from 0 to 100 on it.
Just like you did with fucking Jinder Mahal. It's just like to do with everything. Build. And it could be the guy that you like. It can be a guy that you like, but with a build like this, it's shit from get-go. And
isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the exact same build as Jinder. We hate Jinder. We like Rusev, but it's going the exact same way, and it's just as boring as it was before.
And he's still a heel. He's still a heel.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. Like,
foreign heel. How do you not,
when that shit happened, how do you not turn the guy face and put him up the card? Like, how does that not happen? I don't.
Especially when the WWE try to live by the motto that heels and faces, and it doesn't really matter anymore. But it's like you got Rusev, who is a ultra face, being.
Isn't that something, dude? Because what year was that? 1997?
Yeah.
Or 98, where he's like, well, the idea of good guys versus bad guys has become passé. Yeah, you're the worst on it. You were the most. No wrestling company follows that more than them.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Cocksuckers. I fucking fuck these guys.
This I agree. Sucks. Fuck the WWE.
Kane and Bryan defeat the Usos.
Fuck! Brothers.
That show's next weekend, so at least we don't have to do it right now. We can wait until next weekend to preview that show.
Yes, and then in 2 weeks we'll take a big steam and dump on it.
Yeah, for that we thank you. you want to do some fucking Mark Tank?
Buddy, do I ever.
Mark is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. Mark is a guy that believes that OJ did do it. And Mark is each and every one of you sorry, son of a fucking bitch.
That's been a while since I've heard that.
It's the best opening any podcast has ever done, in my opinion.
Wow. You heard it here first. Meltzer rated 7.5-star podcast.
Yes, sir. Pat myself Mark in the Tank. Back like Barry Horowitz.
Yeah. Mark Tank, where I read Mark comments from social media as they are typed. Let's get into this week is kind of a mixed bag. It revolves mostly around Raw, I believe. I haven't really looked at them since I took them. So, you know, we do a lot of preparation around here. I've been playing a lot of Xbox. You know, I got a lot of things going on.
I've been playing a lot of Crash Bandicoot. Not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah. Is it a new one or is it?
It's the Switch version. I bought it for the Switch so that I can just play Crash Bandicoot wherever I am in the world.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's hard as fuck. It's too hard, man. Way too hard.
Yeah. Prashant Chet Terry says, please, WWE, just stop your shows till July 16th. We are too busy for World Cup 2018.
Jesus Christ. I will say, was the World Cup one of the most watched sporting events in the world? I believe.
People watch the fuck out of it.
But not in America or Canada, where the WWE is based. Sure.
Yeah, where we have real sports to watch. Yeah.
Exactly. We don't watch people run from one end to a soccer field to the other so that the other guy can just kick it out from his feet and do the exact same thing over there and get like 6 shots a game. Fuck that. Yeah. I got better things to do with my time than watch grass grow, because that's essentially what you're fucking doing. Every now and then you'll get a bombing and it makes things interesting. But mostly it's just grass growing.
Holy shit, man. Cuts a promo on football. God damn
it. That's soccer, damn it, man. We're not from fucking that side of the world. It's soccer.
Don't gotta get out about it.
It's got pigskin.
Yeah, well, we come from a countries where we have enough money to put up a hoop and a fucking basket, so we have other options.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't have to, like, soccer's the bare minimum fucking game, right? You don't need anything. You just need a ball, really.
You need sneakers so you don't break your toes.
Well, I see kids playing fucking barefoot all the time.
I suppose that's those fucking rough ass, though. You know, like they kick.
All you
ass,
need probably. Is one ball, and all of you can play. It's not like baseball where you need bats. And fucking gloves and all this shit, or basketball where you need a hoop.
Or hockey where you need all the equipment in the world. It costs an arm and a leg to play hockey.
Yeah, exactly. And dude, America didn't even, were you guys in the World Cup? America didn't even get qualified for the World Cup.
I don't even fucking know. World Cup, what's that?
I don't even fucking know, man.
Nobody got bombed there, so I didn't notice anything.
Just wait. Eventually, America will be a powerhouse, and you know what it will be? It will just be the fact that right now, Soccer in America is played by rich cunt white kids. Those are the only kids who play soccer.
And they don't care. They don't need to make a living in it.
Well, they're just not very athletic because white people are not very athletic. But once basketball or basketball, once soccer becomes popular in like urban areas,
oh dude,
and kids like, you know, LeBron James or something growing up is playing soccer instead of basketball. That's better fucking watch that.
Yeah. I mean, like any kid that, you know, if he's a great basketball prodigy but can't hit the hoop, go for soccer, bro. Go for soccer. Yeah. You'll be great.
What else we got here? Susan Dawes says KO is a chicken. He should have stayed and fight like a man and not run away like a little girl. If you don't like it, then why are some of you watching it? I love that one. That's good too. She's in. She's all in on it, man.
But what is she trying to say though? Like, first she's saying that she thinks Kevin Owens a shit heel or chicken shit, but then saying, and if you guys don't like it, well, like, we know that KO is a chicken shit.
That's saying to people who complained about it, because this Raw on social media did get a lot of fucking backlash. People really shit on this show.
But why are we complaining about Kevin Owens running away from Braun Strowman? That just makes sense.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because he's been running away from him for weeks now. Like, this is not even new.
Yeah, I don't know. Domingo Pascal Laparin Jr. What, you got to have all the names, man?
Yeah, like, come on, nobody realized. What's with that? Yeah, you got four names and you got to put Jr. there? Like, you and your father have all those names in common? If you your mother is on too many drugs and she needs some originality pumped into her pussy and tell her fudge
you don't want. You don't want to confuse him with Domingo Pascal Laparan Sr. You know?
And his son will be Domingo Perez, whatever the fuck, the third.
Yeah. I think that it's just like they, you know, a lot of like people, they don't have shit, right? So they're just like, well, I'm going to have a bunch of names at least. You know,
I ain't got food, but I got two middle names.
You don't have shit, but I got a bunch of names. I got more names than fucking... than Joe Smith does.
Joe Smith, look at that.
He says, stop this Roman Reigns fake as F. Look at the F and punch. Punching while holding the head. And the punch landed on his own hand. What a kid's fight then. Spear. Do it on UFC. Let's see your Superman punch. Your super fake man punch.
I'd hate to... take Roman Reigns' side, but if you look at 99% of wrestling moves, they don't work in UFC. They just don't. So why are you picking on a spear?
Sean Newton says, Bobby Lashley, I hope Roman beat heel out of you because I don't like you.
Roman and beating heels.
H-E apostrophe L-L. Like, he will. Bobby Lashley, I hope Roman beat heel of you because I don't like you.
Well, I really hope that you get English classes, sir, and we meet again along down the road.
Angela Rakes, Kurt needs to quit force Roman team up with Bobby Lashley and let Roman beat the hell right out of Lashley. Ship his bum back to the army.
Ship his bum.
Yeah, ship his bum.
I don't know why I find that so funny, but ship his bum back to the army.
Yeah. Calvin Stovall, you right, Bobby Lashley. Roman Reigns, he should have tagged you, is in the wrestling ring. I, Bobby Lashley, I think you should fight Brock Lesnar.
Did he just say that he's Bobby Lashley?
Let's try it again. There's no punctuation in here at all. So it's you right, Bobby Lashley, Roman Reigns. He should have tagged you in the wrestling ring. I, Bobby Lashley, I think you should fight Brock Lesnar.
No wonder people don't respond to tweets. Because it's probably 90% of what the shit they get. Just half-retarded dumbwits send them shit.
That's what's going to... Daniel Austin... says about Kevin Owens. Now he looks like a Smurf and it's got blue. At least they're not brown turd on face. I don't know. Braun, don't now that talk like a girl. I don't know. Braun, don't now that talk like a girl.
Because he did, right? He did like a he did a high pitched voice. He did. God damn.
Anybody in there?
Hope you've got insurance. If not, you get a great deal at Geico. Save 15% or more.
Fuck.
I shouldn't give him any ideas. Geico covers monster attacks. I brought Strowman for Geico.
Did you see his 4th of July post?
You could tag up with the Gecko, man. We'd be fucking tag champions. Christ.
Does the swerve. He posted a thing on the 4th of July. It was just a bunch of meat on a barbecue. And it was like, hashtag monster among meat. It's like, fuck you, you fucking loser.
He's probably making all that meat because Nia was coming over. I've heard some rumblings that...
Oh, really? I figured he would have been fucking Alexa Bliss behind Buddy's back. He's my buddy. Buddy's my buddy.
Yeah. Helen King. So this is a common thing I saw you mentioned, like, oh, the blue dye, right?
Yeah.
And I noticed it seemed to be a lot of people had no idea what the fuck was going on.
Because they probably don't realize how the world works because they're fucking retarded.
Oh, man, this might be the fucking winner. Hold on. I might need to. Oh, my God. God, I don't know. I'm busy here. I got to make sure that I save the best for the last.
I'm busy.
All right. So let's see. Okay, we got two left for you. I'm going to go with Zelio Balcania says, fake. WWE, bring back X-Pac versus Roman Reigns. Then all see that Roman is fake and cannot beat Brock. Edward can easy beat your fat little monster. Z.
Who's Edward?
I don't know.
Edward Scissorhands?
Because what is X-Pac's name? Sean Waltman.
Sean Waltman, yep.
I don't know.
I don't know.
WWE, bring back X-Pac versus Roman Reigns, then all see that Roman is fake and cannot beat Brock. Edward can easy beat your fat little monster.
Is his name Edward?
No, his name is Zelio Balcania.
Man. He really likes X-Pac.
Yeah.
I will say he likes a guy that goes around with a fucking dog just in his arms all day long.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Leave your dog at home, man.
Yeah, nobody wants your fucking dog around. Like, I love dogs. But don't bring your fucking dog everywhere, man. Like, fuck. Yeah. Give me some peace of quiet.
Fucking Hilton.
I got a dog. Don't bring two. Fuck.
Yeah. And this week's Mark Tank winner, Helen King, with a very short and very to the point. Since when is poop blue? Even pee not.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Even peanut. Since when is poop blue? Even peanut.
Oh man, these people. Like they have the. I don't know. Like I'm a curious guy. I go into a porta potty. I'm going to look and see what's down there. Because I'm sitting on that for a show.
From there, let's talk about some of the other wrestling shows this week. We kind of bust through them here. 205 Live, I did watch the whole episode. I don't know if you did or not.
I didn't. I'm not going to lie. That Buddy Murphy and Ali was great, and that's all I really paid attention to.
Yep. Darby, TJP in a minute. TJP's just on the microphone, just awful.
He is, Tozawa, though. He really is bad.
Tozawa defeats a jobber while Leo Rush watches. And then Rush talks, and it's like, dude, where are your parents? He's just a child. he's like 14-year-old, man.
he's that voice, guy that Chance and Rice stash, or whatever fucked.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
And then, of course, that main event was good. I suggest going back, watch that main event. If you haven't, it was very good.
I'd say it's probably the best 205 Live match yet.
Actually. Oh, yeah, I would say so. It's a no DQ match. I don't know if we clarified that, but I imagine you could have gathered that by all the
weapons off spots. The
stairs and stairs shit we're talking about. NXT was not much of shit.
They did, yeah. But you had a good Johnny Gargano bit too, hey? That was an upside.
But they beat Dozer in a handicap match because they took out night. Let's get into this Dozer singles run. Here's the way to do it. Let's do it.
Didn't they have him lose, though?
Yeah, they did. He was by himself, at least.
That's true. Against the mighty. So they're mighty.
Yeah. Kairi Sane had an interview. Her English is a million times better than Asuka.
Oh, dude. And she's adorable as fuck.
She is.
Oh,
she's cute. Velveteen Dream defeats Chris Dijak. Chris Dijak is like a tribal tattoo away from being on a 2001 WCW tag team. Honestly, he looks like every dude who was like, who the fuck is this guy?
He could literally slide into Mark Jindrak's spot in Natural Born Thrillers.
He'd be on like a team with Chuck Palumbo or something.
Yeah, that's the Natural Born Thrillers.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I just felt like he could be on a tag team. That's exactly it. That's so fucking funny, man. Yeah.
I just throw in Mike Saunders, man. You got yourself a goddamn stable, buddy.
Dream wins with a modified, like, swinging DDT. Don't tell me the Purple Rainmaker's gone, baby.
Oh, can't be. Can't be. Can't be. No way. That's originally what got me into him.
Me too. You can hear that moment on this show. It's wherever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Yes. EC3 is out for his match. And yeah, they kind of had shit where Dream walked out on him. So I expect we'll be getting to EC3 and Dream.
Yeah.
Which should be pretty good. Gargano defeats EC3. And pretty awesome. Gargano has become what he hates, man.
Yep. He's become Tommaso Ciampa.
Fuck, this story is really good and really surprising for a WWE-owned product.
Yeah, and you know, it's the night and day difference between NXT and the WWE. Like, if you would have, 20 years ago, during the Attitude Era, if I told you that WWE Developmental, a.k.a. OVW, is going to be head over heels better than main roster, I would have been laughed out of the world and probably ridiculed so much that I killed myself. Wow. And now... It's truth.
Well, good thing you didn't have the ability to see the future.
Well, I was only like I was literally in middle school. So,
what would this show be? It'd be Suplex City Lemons with Jim Vicious and I don't even know.
Don't even know.
Yeah,
no idea. it would not be as good of a show. That's for sure.
That's definitely true, sir. Lucha Underground.
Oh, we're going into that right fast, eh? Man, caught me off guard. I was taking a sip of my Ray Charles Pepsi and everything. I can't even find the button.
Lucha! Lucha, Lucha! Lucha, Lucha! Lucha, Lucha! It's the way of life! Lucha, Lucha!
Lucha! Lucha Underground. Yeah, don't drink too much of that Pepsi. It'll make you blind like him.
It's so good, though.
They do. This episode is called Pain, Love, and Sacrifice to the Gods. I thought the open was awesome with like Katrina is now alive again and she is like all dressed in red, which we've never seen. That's pretty cool. She gives Melissa Santos half of the necklace.
Sorry, Jim, I gotta cut you off.
Yeah.
What color was the bull that Dario Cueto used to have?
Red.
Yes.
I love that you have this theory. We're going to see if it pays off.
It's going to pay off. It's got to. She's got to be his mother. She has to be.
Well, wouldn't Antonio know that?
Wouldn't Dario know that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm, who knows?
She gives Melissa Santos half of the necklace. It gives her immortality.
Yeah.
Like, that's quite the gift. Like, hey, you can live forever. Like, well, fuck, that's all right. You killed my shitty masked boyfriend and I get to live forever? That seems like a deal.
I mean, it depends on how much she loved him. And you know what, though? Last week, her reaction to it, she obviously didn't love him much. So, yeah, she'll take immortality. Can you imagine just being like, hey, I'm going to kill your soulmate, but you're going to get to live forever and miss him forever. Okay, cool.
Jake Strong. If you're new around here, that is Jack Swagger.
Rolling Stones, baby. That was more Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah. That had way too much charisma for Jack Swagger. He defeats Big Bad Steve. And this is like what I don't like about this season summed up in a match. I'm like, both these guys, I'm like, whatever.
I agree. I I seen Big Bad Steve, and I was like, you know what? Okay, I like Pindar, so I'll give Big Bad Steve a chance. And then it was Jake Strong. I was like, no, man, fuck this match.
I saw Alvarez tweeted that like Lucha Underground has managed to get him more over in 3 episodes than WWE ever did.
Yeah, it's crazy. I still don't give a fuck.
They really did though, because people are into him. Because yeah. He's what he should be. He comes in, he kicks people's ass, he breaks their ankles. He's fucking, you know. He's
Kurt Angle. Essentially, they let him be Kurt Angle.
Fair.
Because that's what he was when he came in. That was all American wrestler. He even wore the singlet and fucking just the America flag and shit. Ankle lock. They're all the same. He was literally Kurt Angle because they lost him to TNA.
Yeah. Kurt Angle without charisma and with an impediment.
Yes. Yeah. Lost charisma, but gained an impediment. Awesome. like seriously, who hires? Like, you got a television show where you're going to have to talk, but you hire a guy with a lisp. Figure that out. If everybody has to talk, why does he have a lisp? It's because you suck at hiring people, that's why.
King Cuerno have a little office segment. Pretty sweet. Cuerno says that the gauntlet's been stolen. I don't know if it is or not.
Well, no, he told Katrina last week that he gave it to somebody, a.k.a. Aerostar, who brought it back in time.
Yeah, taking it to a different time.
Get it now, wrestling. Will you, bitch?
Yeah, wrestling. Cage wants a shot at the belt. He has to win a medallion against Muertes next week. So we'll get Cage and Mil Muertes next week. That should be cool.
Yeah, that actually should be really good.
Taya and Mundo defeat Daga and Cobra Moon. Real nothing.
Yeah. There's not
Devorah shows up, fucks them up. I was impressed. He did a standing moonsault, and I was like, that's a tall motherfucker to do a standing moonsault.
Yeah, he's an impressive specimen. He's just not that good of a wrestler.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't want to be that guy, but Taya has gained so much weight that she's not even working very well anymore.
I guess she had problems with like, I don't know what she was, if she was anorexic or if she was bulimic or whatever.
I can believe
she
had that.
Issues, so
I can believe that. But it's just a shame that she's not, you know what I mean? Like, you can see that the way she's moving, it's not as fluid as she once was. And it's a little sloppy. I think she looks fucking great. I was always I was never attracted to Taya. Now I am, but I think your work is fucking horrible.
I always thought Taya Valkyrie was like hot in a dirty way.
Like, we have had this conversation many times how she's dirty hot.
Many times about Taya. Super Montanza was on the prowl in like this super cool, like dark hallway with like awesome lighting. That looked fucking awesome.
Who do you think was hung that he was beating the shit out of?
I don't know, dude.
Because I would imagine it's somebody we know.
I don't know. They didn't show it, did they?
No. So I'm hoping that's something to come.
Yeah. Antonio comes out and announces a new thing called Sacrifice to the Gods. He's like, oh, by the way, you are the sacrifice. So,
in one hand, it's the stupidest gimmick in the world. On the other hand, it's entertaining. Because as soon as Mr. Pectacular came out, I was like, man, I'm really sick of this. Jake Strong and now Mr. Pectacular, both in singles matches.
And Big Bad Steve, the mechanic.
And Big Bad Steve, yeah, exactly. And so then he says Sacrifice to the Gods, and Matanza comes out, and just like a bat out of hell from the side, no entrance music, no nothing. I was like, oh, dude, oh, he's going to die. He's gone. Sweet.
He went fucking off here. This was awesome shit from Cobb. He's throwing him around. He's doing like spinning suplex shit I've never even comprehended before.
Oh, he's throwing people up in the air, catching them and doing fucking spinning power slams. He's a goddamn beast.
Yeah, dude. And he just like his speed, all full on speed, fucking people up now that he's Super Montanza.
Yeah.
So good. And he beats Spectacular. The lights go out, come back on. He's gone. He's been sacrificed.
Yeah. And the crowd is like amazed by this. Yeah. Just like, ooh, the lights went off and they came back on. He's gone. He wouldn't know, but if Sabu was doing this 20 years ago.
And they closed the show with King Cuerno defeating Chavo. Really good match, actually. I liked it.
Yeah, it was in my top three, but I didn't see everything else. But this match here for a Chavo-Guerrero match, I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, Chavo in 2018, who would have guessed?
Right.
So yeah, pretty good lucha, still going, still interested in the story, where everything's going. So many different things happening on this show. Very good. I watched Impact this week from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. So they are in Canada. This show is better now. Impact is officially better than Raw and SmackDown by a margin.
I bet you you're correct. And I am.
Dude, this show, let me tell you a little bit about the show.
Yeah.
I won't go through it, but we had Rich Swann and Phoenix started off the show fucking great. And also they're in Windsor, and I don't know if these people are getting paid. You know, I remember they had to pay some people in Canada. This crowd, they seemed energetic. They also seemed to know what's going on. They were doing woos with the chops. And I mean, they seemed like a pro wrestling crowd and they were into it. So that really helped the show. But Swan and Phoenix, Phoenix beat Swan in just a fucking awesome match. They did some crazy high, like all the flips, all the nonsense, just over the top.
Yeah, this is, well, it's what you'd expect. And then it's probably, you know, I didn't see the match, obviously. But I bet you Rich Swann in TNA is much better than Rich Swann in 205 Live.
Yeah, minus his haircut.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty haircut.
Yeah, Phoenix wins with this like muscle buster into sit-out slam finish. He goes from the muscle buster, spins him around into like a sit-out slam. Very cool fucking move.
Huh.
And good shit. So afterward, the Crists attack Phoenix, and they're trying to take his fucking mask off. Pentagon is out for the save, except it's not Pentagon. He pulls his mask off. It's actually Callahan. I was really fucked up, but still, I was fooled. I just wasn't paying that much attention because, of course, Pentagon's coming out.
Yeah, you know? It's Lucha Bros.
Because, yeah, they're their brothers. Not on Lucha Underground, but in Impact, they are. So,
well, everywhere in everywhere else in the world, they're brothers. Except for Lucha Underground.
Which I thought it was a cool reveal too. Like when he pulls it off and it's Callahan, it's like, that's fucking proper.
Yeah, no, that really does sound intriguing. And you say that's how the show started.
Yeah, because they're building to Callahan Pentagon hair versus mask coming up at the pay-per-view because he actually did rip Pentagon's mask off and Pentagon was able to cover up. This is like last week. So that's where they're going. Hair versus mask, classic. I love it. These two should be cool. But Pentagon comes out and does save. And I was like, oh, we're going to a six-man sometime. Later in the show, they announced that for next week. So that's a good build.
Yeah.
To where they're going. From there, Falaba lost to the debuting Killer Cross. Are you familiar with this guy?
Killer Cross, no. But is that his original name or is that an Impact name?
I think that's his name there. I'm looking him up here real quick, who he is. He's not. Yeah, I think he's a pretty new guy. Debuted 2014. 32 years old. So, yeah, he hasn't really been anywhere. He was in Lucha Underground, but he only did like dark matches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm looking at him here now. I've never seen him before in my life.
He was the guy who was laying people out for weeks. They'd find people laid out with like a little card on their chest with their X in a circle or whatever.
That was him?
Yeah, that's him.
Fair enough.
He comes out to red lights. Spooky.
He's got, I don't want to be that guy, but I'm looking at a picture of him now on his Twitter and he just looks like a Chainsaw King ripoff.
Yeah.
There's a picture on his Twitter with him with like the white face paint and shit. And
he doesn't have that here.
No.
He comes out. He's got shades on. He's got like a long leather jacket on. He's just like a tall dude. He comes out with red lights and pretty cool music. I mean, I don't know. I'm not into it. But he does throw Falaba around like pretty impressively.
I am a fan of Falaba.
Yeah. He fucks up Falaba, chokes him out. That's like his finish, chokes him unconscious. Then he chokes out Kilometer also for good measure, which I'm in for. Petey Williams saves with a chair.
Why? That just seems like odd couple to me. Why is Petey Williams?
Petey Williams is like the most underutilized guy on that show.
Yeah, no, he the crowd damn near willed him into winning the X Division title almost in Canada.
Yeah.
And this is what he's doing. Cool.
And his song is the Canadian anthem.
Yeah.
Get it. Why? Who cares? Like, you're from Canada. So are a million other wrestlers.
Well, because that was his whole gimmick back in the day. But it's like, you know, most people refresh their gimmicks. but he's still fucking, what was it, Big Petey Muscle or whatever the fuck?
I don't know. From there, they had a bunch of backstage shit. Jimmy Jacobs tries way too hard in a backstage interview.
That's what I've gotten from Jimmy Jacobs is like
trying way too hard. I don't like it at all.
I'm not a fan either.
It's a bunch of Indian dudes, Dot, not Feather. I don't know who they are. I don't know. Really give a fuck. It's an old Indian guy with two younger Indian guys.
I mean,
some half naked broads coming next week. I don't know. The little vignette.
Ooh, I like that. I don't know who she is.
Yeah. They had a women's tag match. I fast forwarded because, I mean, come on.
It's a women's tag match on Impact. Yeah,
so the other interesting story going on over there is LAX shit. They have this great backstage. It's King with LAX. They're playing dominoes. They're talking about Conan and King basically taking his spot and all this shit.
King? Who, Kenny King?
No, not Kenny King. King from old school fucking LAX, I guess.
I can't remember who King is.
I don't know.
Fair enough. I want to Google.
That's just it. I don't know who he is either.
You keep on going.
I was trying to see if I could figure it out. But no less. I don't know who he is. Someone please inform me. But no less. And from there, let's see. Basically, tonight, Conan's going to expose him. Because Conan got fucked up recently, if you remember.
You mean like with the...
Someone took him out, right?
Okay.
LAX lost the belts. Conan got taken out by somebody. And then King steps in, and they've won the titles back, and they're on a roll. That's kind of where we're at here. So, but from there, we had a Tommy Dreamer fucking shit. Him and Edwards had a crazy match recently. I guess they're into a storyline where...
Oh, Jim, it's Eddie Kingston.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's what he is. He's Eddie Kingston, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
And he has some tie to LAX in the past, I guess?
Maybe. Maybe. I was an avid TNA watcher back then, and I didn't see him there. It was always, to me, Homicide, Hernandez. And then one guy came in at one point in time. I don't remember who he was. Maybe. I could. Maybe that was him.
The angle they're doing with Tommy Dreamer right now, if you recall, I don't know, I think I talked about it here. Tommy Dreamer tried to come out. He came out with Edward's wife to the woods to basically like, hey, fuck all this shit. You're crazy. Callahan's going to fucking kill you. You know, you've turned into a fucking monster, kind of a Gargano Ciampa sort of deal.
Yeah.
But now Edwards thinks that Dreamer is banging his wife.
Hey, you know what, man? I was just going to say, you bring her out to the woods, look for Eddie Edwards. If you don't find me, at least you can fuck him in the woods. You know?
Yeah. But it's from their match after last week, after fucking... Dreamer got busted open with fucking all kinds of shit. So he's covered in blood cutting this promo. It's fantastic. But yeah. Do you know who Katarina is?
No.
She's... Grado is her boyfriend. She defeats Rebel. Oh,
she's Katie Lee Burchill. Paul Burchill's sister from when he was a pirate in WWE.
Doesn't do much for me.
But she was Winter in TNA. Can you remember Winter where she put Angelina Love under a spell?
Yeah.
That's her.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Joe Hendry shows up and I guess he's going to be on Impact.
Yeah. I really hope that they let him sing his own theme song.
Yeah. He was singing in this little thing. It was pretty awesome.
Good. That's the only thing I like about Joe Hendry is his theme songs.
His entrances are good.
His entrances are great.
I used to like him for a while, in ICW.
Yeah.
Didn't he turn heel, though, at some point?
Yeah, it kind of lost its luster. He's a born baby face.
Yeah. Because I also liked the, hometown, what is it? Hometown Hero,
Joe Hendry. Yeah.
It's great. Cage defeats Congo Kong. Big fucking deal. But yeah, Conan comes out in King. They have this great back and forth promo, dude. Fucking great. Conan calls him like a glory hole on legs. Crowd chants glory hole.
Glory hole. What's better? What was it, glory hole on legs or those lizards are turd cutters?
Slimy turd cutters. Oh, slimy turd cutters is better.
Okay.
From last week's Lucha. Eventually, King admits he put out the hit on Conan. And LAX have to kind of decide what they're going to do. They give King the finger. And join back with Conan. At which time, the original LAX dude hit the ring. Hernandez and Homicide leave Conan and a new LAX out laying out, man. I like this. So if you look at this show, there's stuff to like here, man.
So wait, did I hear that correctly? There's two LAXs, one being Eddie Kingston.
OG. Yeah, OG fucking LAX showed up and attacked new LAX and Conan.
Homicide and Hernandez? Hot stuff, yeah. Hernandez? Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, Matthews dude. Asks, when's the last time we saw Hernandez on Impact? Oh, a couple of years ago, and you had him on one episode, and then you had to edit out like 3 months worth of fucking shit, you dumbass.
Yeah, because he was a fucking under contract with Lucha.
Yeah. But this is cool. So if you look at this show, I mean, you've got Swan and Phoenix, great match. A new guy in Killer Cross, which, you know, I'm not too into yet, but we'll see. A new chick coming next week, Sue Young. And it still has her shit with Allie, I believe, right? Because Rosemary's on her. But Allie's kind of taken over as Rosemary. She's embodying her. It's kind of a cool story. I like Sue Young.
Yeah, Sue Young's dope as fuck.
You got Callahan and Pentagon coming up for the mask versus hair. That's awesome. The only thing I really don't like about Impact is Aries as champion. That sucks.
Fair, fair.
But Dreamer Edwards, that should be cool.
I don't think vegans should be champions in anything.
And dude, new LAX versus old LAX.
That's dope. Fun.
That's awesome.
Man. I'm going to try my damnedest to watch it next week. Cause you do have me sold to watch it.
It'll be that 6-man tag, Penta, Phoenix and Swan taking on OVD OVE with, well, like I said, just call them all three OVE.
Yeah, yes, just OVE.
Yeah, very fucking dude. It's good. It's pretty impressive. It's slowly gotten pretty good. They've got a couple things going for them. So
that's good to hear. That's good to hear. I might have to watch Raw in 5x speed.
Dude, I watch Raw so fucking fast, man. I skip entrances. I skip a lot of shit, dude.
Yeah.
If you see two pointless people in a match, why would you watch it?
Exactly.
There's no point. Just fast forward. It doesn't matter. It's not going to be great. It's just going to be a run-of-the-mill match. Might as well fucking skip it. I watch Raw in no time, dude.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Okay, this is going to be graphic, but I got so bored watching Raw beat off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Legit. That's like just what I talked about on the computer when I'm Pornhub and just fucking cranked one.
That's like I talked about that on the show when I was watching Greatest Royal Rumble. And during Undertaker's match, I just like went in the other room and let it. While it played in the living room, I like went in the other room and fucking jacked off, came back out. That
might have been where I got the idea.
What the fuck, man? I think that's pretty much it for the week in wrestling, though. We got New Japan shit you want to preview.
Yeah, we'll preview that there. With the main matches anyways. You know, we got you get your 4-on-4 matches, which is basically Chaos against the Bullet Club lower-end people. Tori Yano and Tomohiro Ishii are going to take on Zack Sabre Jr. and Minoru Suzuki. Minoru Suzuki and Ishii in a match together is just enough anyways. That right there.
Isn't Haku wrestling on this fucking show?
He is in the four-way that I failed to mention. Sho, Yo, Rocky Romero, Gedo, and Yoshihashi, so 5-on-5 actually, against Chase Owens, Yujiro Takahashi, Tangaloa, Tamatanga, and King Haku. So
that's awesome, dude.
It is awesome. And then you also got Kushida and Hiroshi Tanahashi taking on Marty Scurll and Hangman Page. That match should be good as well. Then you got Never Open Weight Championship, which is Hiroki Goto taking on Jeff Cobb. So Super Matanza, man.
Biggest match of Cobb's career here.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And I have no doubt in my mind that Cobb's gonna shine. Do you notice how there's somebody nowhere to be found on this American show, and that somebody is Michael Elgin?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's nowhere to be found. I mean, that's the best place for him, to be completely honest with you. Okada and Will Ospreay take on Naito and Ibushi. Then we have the Junior Heavyweight Championship match, Jim. Jim, this will be top three. And it's Takahashi against Dragon Lee. Because they're going to kill each other. They're going to kill each other. They're going to die. Something's going to happen. They're going to die.
It sounded like fucking Bitch Blade and fucking Juice were gonna after this match.
They're going on. Yeah, I think they're going to be that death spot like Jay White and Hangman Page were. Yeah. Because you also have the Young Bucks against Evil and Sonata.
That's going to be good.
It's going to be good, yeah. And then you got Jay White, Juice Robinson, and then Kenny Omega and Cody.
Mm-hmm.
This show started, when they first started to announce this stuff, this show really just didn't seem like much to me. But now, with this whole card release, man, that show is dope. I would pay the money to go to the Cow Palace to see the show, for sure, if I lived in San Francisco.
Yeah. We got a question, too, from Viva LeJady asked, do you think Okada should challenge for other belts like the IC or US?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so. Okada is the best wrestler of our generation. He should not be taking his time for trivial shit like that. He should be world title and world title. That's my opinion anyways.
Yeah.
The great, like, he's had the best title reign in New Japan history. Why would he go for the IC title? You know, I mean, no problems. If he did, he did. Whatever. Nakamura was doing it, too, and it really elevated the IC title. But
yeah, you could elevate the title. You could keep him out of the main event picture while keeping him, you know.
Yeah, but then again, right now, man, you got Jericho with the IC title, and that's more important, in my opinion, than Omega or Okada having it. Because you're trying to get that American market.
That's going to go. I think that's it. You have anything else that we're fucking got to talk about or what?
No. This weekend we're going to record Great American Bash because I'm A, not moving anymore, and B, I started a new job on Monday, so I've got that straightened out too, so I'm cool. So this weekend we will record Great American Bash
99. Great American Bash 90, yeah. We still got Great American Bash 91 coming up on pay-per-view take two as well.
Yes, your companion piece.
Yeah. Both got that coming up, baby. So check that shit out. Check out the Federation. After you listen to all the Federation, all the SCL stuff, if you're looking for more wrestling podcasts, check out our friends at Wrestling Soup, Sap Pod, The Strap, Shooting the Shiznit, THT, Wrestling Soup. Check out all those guys. Check out the Inhuman Experience, In the Corner with Dog Baby Yuck Nasty.
Wait for it, Jim. You got to wait for it. You got to wait for it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So definitely check all those people, and much love to all of them for just being good brothers, man. You know, good podcasting brothers.
They are.
Yeah, we love you guys. I think that's it. We can do our shout outs. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, boy.
Retweet our pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout out on the show. Like our friends Junk Club, Fathead Turtle, Sat Pod, Grammars, Bobby Anthem, Dom Homie, Smack It Down Podcast, Viva La JD, Lance Levine, because he's so divine, JC Sterling, Wayne G, Ty, Leo, J Dune, Casey Jerombeck, sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. That dude, he's the producer of Primetime Mooney. He does a podcast with Mooney, dude. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
It's like
wrestling. Jim, you know what else is crazy, though? What do you hear? I set up to get you
with a fine tune. Oh, God. We were singing this earlier. I think I brought it up, and like, it's been stuck in my head the whole fucking day.
And now you're doing your shout-outs to it, baby.
Jared, the Federation, Brentacular, Burbs, Mr. Klondike Bill, Jeremy Foltz, Lee Unwin, Arden Wrestling, Keith Martin, Chris Savage, Evil Evan, AC Patty, Well Kept and Unclean, Beachwing 22, Balls Deep 2019, Scotty, EMCT Podcast, Caleb Morganfield, Death or Glory, Eric Turner, and Casual Crumb. We thank you very much for all of your support, my babies. I think that's it, dude.
It is. It is. You ended them just in time for the course.
Oh, my God. Well, I think we did get the fuck out of here. We jumped the shark.
I think we should, too. We should play something extra heavy to end this show.
Wink, wink. I already sent you a closer.
That's why I said wink, wink.
Yeah, there you go. Good shit. I think that will do it. We'll be back next week. We'll talk about the G1 special that's going on. We will also preview whatever the fuck WWE pay-per-view. What is it? Extreme Rules?
No. Extreme Rules, yeah.
Is it really?
Yes. Yes, because they made a big deal about Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax being an Extreme Rules match.
They allegedly have heat backstage. those two with each other.
I mean, it's fair. I mean, I can see it. Yeah. I can see Alexa Bliss being a bitch. I really can.
This is so weird with this song. Oh my god.
Dolly, sing it, Dolly. Sing it.
Yeah, sing it. Check us out on Facebook. Throw us a like, a follow, subscribe, all that shit. Do you have anything to add before we leave?
Yep. Jim, Islands in the Stream. That is what we are.
Yeah. And on those profound words, it is time to end. Until next week, as always, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. See you later.